Every Sunday, we celebrate the Lord's Supper. And I say those words of institution. And as I say the words of institution, you hear these words of Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. We are here to remember. Today, you and I remember the Easter story. We remember who God is. During our prayers of intercession, Dan is going to lead us in those prayers, and we are going to remember who God is. Hallelujah, God. You are resurrection. Hallelujah, God. You are creator. Hallelujah, God. You are reconciliation. Hallelujah, God. You are strength. Hallelujah, God. You are life. Hallelujah, God. You are comfort. When we come here to worship, we remember who God is. Today, you and I remember this is the day the Lord has made. We remember to rejoice. We remember to be glad. Today's gospel for Easter is from the 24th chapter of St. Luke. But let's go back to the 9th chapter. Let's go back to the 9th chapter of St. Luke, where Jesus says to his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" Who do you say that I am? And you know how Peter responds. The Messiah. You are the Messiah. And Jesus goes on to make predictions. He tells his disciples what's going to happen. I'm going to suffer. I'm going to die. But then I'm going to rise again. Jesus made all those predictions. But by the time the women come to the empty tomb, do they remember? And when they went and told the disciples about the empty tomb, did the disciples remember? Did they remember what Jesus had told them? They certainly didn't believe the women's testimony about the empty tomb. And it seems at first the women don't remember. There are those two angels at the empty tomb. He's not here. He's not here. Remember how he told you? Remember all those things that he told you? And then the women remembered his words. So about remembering. Why didn't the disciples remember everything that Jesus told them? Maybe they were so concerned about the opinions of a crowd. Why didn't they remember? Maybe they didn't remember because they were so preoccupied about who among them would be the greatest. They found it hard to remember because they were preoccupied by so many things. What is it that preoccupies us? That causes us not to remember. You and I need to be reminded. You and I need to remember. Oh, we know the story. We know the good news about the resurrection of Christ. We know the story well. Oh, and we know the Apostles' Creed very well, don't we? He was crucified, died, was buried. He descended to the dead, and then he rose again. And we celebrate. Oh, we remember. But how well do we remember? Do we remember the suffering, the death, and resurrection of Christ so profoundly that it affects our daily lives? How profoundly does the resurrection of Christ affect us? Does the resurrection of Christ profoundly affect the way you live your life on a daily basis? That seems to be the question for us on this Sunday when we celebrate the resurrection. We need to be reminded about the power of the resurrection and the impact it has upon our lives. We need to remember, just not on Easter, just not on Sunday, but every day of our lives. We need to show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and all that we do on a daily basis. We need to remember. Each of us has been wronged in some way. Somebody has caused us harm in some way. And today we need to remember that Jesus was wronged. Look at all the harm that was done to him. But he was able to rise again with healing in his wings. He was able to rise again. And no matter what happens in our lives, no matter what setbacks we have in our lives, we are able to rise again. That's the power of the resurrection. There are times when we harm other people and we feel sad about that. There are words that we have said that we would like to take back. But by the power of Christ's resurrection, we are forgiven for all the wrongs that we have done. You and I have received grace upon grace. And because of the power of the resurrection, we are able to start over again. That's what the resurrection means for us. No matter what setbacks we might have, we are able to rise again and share the power of the resurrection with others, and show the power of the resurrection in all that we say and in all that we do. Dan reminded me just before the service of what happened in Sri Lanka. The explosions, the death of people in churches and hotels over there. And we are reminded on this day of joy, we are reminded that the world is brutal out there. That we can rise again. The world might disgust us at times, but let's not forget, let's remember that God has created this world. And let us not forget, let us remember that God loves this world. That God loves all the people in this world. Alleluia, God. Alleluia, God, you are the Creator. Alleluia, God, you are reconciliation. Alleluia, God, you. Alleluia, God, you are resurrection. And because he is resurrection, we proclaim on this joyful day, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.